What's going on, guys? This is Pony Boy, and you are listening to Belcore Radio, episode number 11. Black Mesa had some things come up, so he's probably not going to be on the show tonight. At least he's not right now. He might be giving me a call in about, 15 minutes or so, asking, if he does give me a call, I will patch him directly through onto the speakerphone here. But, as far as it goes right now, there is just me, so it's not going to be a very good episode, and I'm going to go into a lot of rambling rants about things. So, I guess go ahead and start this off with some housekeeping. And, really, the only thing that I have to cover as far as housekeeping goes is, in regard to the contest that we talked about last week. And, we've had three people, because as you recall, there were five asterisk CDs I was trying to get rid of. And so far, I've had three people who are Pasta Sauce, Low Tech Mystic, and Aqua Deluxe have sent us instant messages and answered the little trivia questions correctly. But, so I've still got two more left, and I have absolutely no use for these CDs. I mean, I got a stack of about 10 of them when I was at Freaknik, so I've kept one that I need, and then I'm trying to get rid of the rest of these here. So I've got two more left, and I'm desperate to get rid of them, so I'm taking away the time limit on the questions. Because, I want to still keep it a contest, but I'm making it easy for you guys. So it's not going to be like, you only have 30 seconds to give me the answer. You can take however long you want, within reasonable time. Like, I don't want you spending like an hour, looking up the answers for this thing while I got things to do. But, take your time, look it up, make sure you have the right answer. Because the questions I'm going to ask you is going to be kind of tricky, and you're not going to know the answer right away. You're going to think you do, but you don't. And if you don't believe me, you can ask the other three guys who have won the prize so far. But, I'm very flexible on it right now. If you get the question wrong, I've got another question I'll ask you, and you can spend as much time as you want looking that one up, because I really want to get rid of these CDs. So, just send an instant message, We're on AIM, and it's the screen name is Belcore Radio, so just send us a message. And actually, speaking of AIM, and this is something that really has pissed me off, and it just started happening recently. Now I'm not sure how many of you guys use AIM, but it's not a bad service. I like AIM, but about a week ago, I signed on, not doing anything different than I normally do, just signed on AIM, and, I get a little window that pops up, and the window says to me, "Hey, we just put this new section in your buddy list that we're going to put all these bots in that you really didn't ask us to put in there, but they're paying us, so we're going to put them in there." And, I was pissed off about that. If I wanted them in there, I would have put them in there, as far as I'm concerned. But, it was no big deal. I deleted them out of there, and I thought that'd be the end of it. And, of course, I was wrong, because 5 minutes later, I get a little pop-up window again that says, "Hey, we just added these things to your buddy list, because we saw they weren't there." And now I'm pissed, because AOL invaded my privacy, and they're making decisions for me that I don't need made for me, because I can make them myself. I can choose what I want on my buddy list, and if I want these bots on my buddy list, I'll put the fucking bots on my buddy list. If I don't want the bots on my buddy list, fuck off. I'm sorry that you're not making the money that you would be, I have no use for a shopping buddy. I don't need to talk to anyone about shopping, let alone an egg drop bot that's just going to, you know, not going to understand half the crap I say in the first place. But, you know, it worries me, the fact that, and I know this happens, I'm not this naive, I know that this happens, and I hope everyone else realizes it too. If AOL can see that I don't have these things on my buddy list, so that they know to put it on there, that means that they can see what's on my buddy list, and they can see all those people in there. You know, and I know, I've known this for a long time, you know, but it just hasn't seemed like a big deal. Because, you know, it's similar to, like, Google. Google has records of everything you search, but you don't really think that, you know, oh, you know, they just have those kind of things on record, just, you know, just in case, you know, it's needed. It's not like they actually look at the stuff or anything. And, you know, I kind of thought the same thing about my AOL buddy list thing here. Because, I mean, I know that they have a database of it, because every time I install it on a new computer and sign on, my buddy list comes up, so I know it's not saved on my computer. But I guess I never really thought about it, that they actually do look at this, you know? They actually do pay attention to what's on your buddy list, and they know who is on your buddy list. If they want to, you know, let's say you're under investigation for, you know, let's say you're a hacker, you're under investigation for computer crimes, they can look on your buddy list, and they see all those people on your buddy list, and they're going to watch all those people, too. Same goes for any, you know, you're under investigation for, like, drug smuggling or being a drug dealer or something. They're going to look at stuff like that, and they're going to assume, you know, if you have something to do with this drug operation, then a lot of the people on your buddy list probably have something to do with it, too. And people look at it all the time now. You know, I didn't think about it like this before, but now I realize that there is no such thing as privacy as far as this is concerned, you know? I mean, there's no way of avoiding it. AOL, if you use AIM, AOL knows who you're talking to, and they know what you're saying to them. I'm fairly certain they keep records of that, too. They know who you're talking to, they know when you're talking to them, they know what you're saying. I mean, they know where, I'm assuming that it logs some form of IP on their server. They know, generally at least, where you are. And, you know, there's no way around it. Your best bet would be to just find a different way of talking to someone. But I'm gonna assume I haven't really had experience with most of the other, instant messaging, services, but I'm going to assume that it's all set up the same way, just for legal sake, you know? But, I don't know, that's just something that's pissed me off a lot lately, the fact that they are telling me what I need to have on my radio, or on my radio show, what I need to have on my buddy list, and, you know, fuck you, AOL, I know what I need to have on my buddy list, okay? If I wanted to find out what a movie time was, I would go get the movie phone bot, and I would talk to him, but I don't want that. You know, I don't watch movies in the theater very often, and I don't go shopping, so stop putting shit like this on my buddy list. And now I'm going to move on. This is kind of cool stuff, an interesting new technology that they're going to be implementing, which I'm kind of excited about, because hopefully this will cut down on some wait time at airports. But I think so far it's going to be tested in Israel, because that's where it's being worked on in Israel. It's a lie detector, you know, and you go in and you answer some simple yes or no questions about, I guess it's like, hey, are you going to blow something up? Hey, are you a terrorist or whatever? And it analyzes your responses, and I you know, if it thinks you're lying, then you probably don't get on that plane, you know? But then you're just forced to blow up the airport. And, you know, I think it's a cool thing. I hope that it will kind of make security be a little more lax. I know in, there's people in the government now calling for us to, in America, to kind of relax on the whole, you know, you can't bring a screwdriver on a plane, or you can't bring, like, a pair of scissors in your bag on a plane, because you're going to hijack a plane with it. I think that people are starting to realize that you're not going to kill somebody with a screwdriver on a plane. You know, it's possible to kill someone with a screwdriver on a plane. It's possible to strangle somebody with your shoelace on a plane if you really wanted to. But, I mean, it doesn't happen. Nobody's going to kill somebody with a screwdriver on a plane. But, you know, I think that hopefully this will just push them more in that direction of, you know, because, you know, I need to bring screwdrivers places, and I don't really take carry-on, or, I mean, I don't really check my bags very often. When I travel on planes, I normally would take a bag to carry on with me with most of my shit in it. So, I mean, you know, I have all my, you know, my tools and shit that I would need for wherever I'm going in that bag. So, I don't know, I'm hoping that this will be, something to, I don't want to say make security more lax, because I don't think that's a good idea. I think that, you know, if anything, we should keep security as high as possible. But I don't think that it's just because of the fact that there was a terrorist attack. I think that it should be like, it should have been like that before. I think that, you know, security is something important, especially when you're dealing with, you know, 100-odd people on a big thing that can crash into things and make things explode. And I mean, it seems kind of stupid that there wasn't tighter security about these kind of things before. I mean, I can understand people didn't realize that, you know, a plane was a big, big weapon in the wrong hands. But, you know, hopefully this will kind of make it a little bit easier for people to go about their daily, or not their daily, but go about their business at an airport and get what they need to have done, get that done with, and get out of the way. Another cool thing I was reading about, I actually read about this a couple days ago on Slashdot, and drinking decaf coffee, which, you know, I don't understand decaf coffee, because decaf coffee doesn't really do it for me. I mean, you know, I guess if you like coffee but you can't have caffeine, I understand it. But the American Heart Association posted a study saying that decaf coffee, I think, raises your cholesterol, because it makes a special kind of fat build up in your blood and all sorts of fun stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I think that it's, you know, don't drink decaf coffee. If you can't have caffeine, you shouldn't drink coffee. You know, I don't know. I don't even know why I'm actually talking about this. It has nothing to do with technology, but coffee is a big part of my life. So, yeah, I guess that's all there is about that. And, since Black Mace is not here, I'm going to do a very, very short weekly hack. But it's actually going to be a weekly freak this week, just because that's what I'm into. And I've actually had quite a few people pointing this out to me. I think, unless I'm mistaken, the actual guy who runs the service pointed this out to me and several other people on a public forum. So that's why I have no problem sharing this information. And I'm really sorry if I'm not supposed to tell this to people, but I read about it on the public forum, so. Caller ID spoofing is the subject of the weekly freak this week. And specifically caller ID spoofing using greatcalling.com. And how you would do it is you'd go to greatcalling.com and you'll see a little box that says your name and then one that says your email. And you would, type in a name and type in an email address. And then it says sign up for free calls, and you click that right there. And, it'll give you a PIN number and an 800, or I think it's an 866 number to call, maybe. Let me check that. Yeah, it's an 866 number, I do believe. But, you call up the 866 number, and you enter in your PIN number, and it'll ask you, what is the number you want to dial? And you press 69#, and then it says access code, or something along those lines, and you enter in the number that you want to spoof. Like, let's say you wanted to call someone, but you wanted your number to show up as, 1337. So when it says access code, you would enter in 1337, and then you'd hit pound. And then it asks you again, enter the number you want to dial. And then you enter whatever number you're calling, and it spoofs that it spoofs your name or your number as 1337, and you call that number. And it's really cool stuff. I please don't abuse it, because it's a really cool service, and I don't want to see it go away. So, be thoughtful for other people, because other people do have to use that service, and it's really helpful for people, people outside of, you can't really make a lot of phone calls from your house to across the country because you can't afford it. You can use your greatcalling.com calling your PIN number, and you can call us wherever, anywhere across the country you want. I could call right now. I could call up somebody in Seattle if I wanted to. In fact, I'm gonna do that from this on this show somewhere. And actually, I'm gonna go ahead and do that right now. So, if you guys will hang on just one second.
Welcome to GreatCalling.com. Please enter your PIN number followed by the pound sign. Please enter the telephone number you wish to call, followed by the pound sign. Access code. Please enter the telephone number.
Now I'm going to call Droops.
Please leave a message.
At the tone, record your message. To end, press star or just hang up.
Hey, Droops, it's Pony Boy. Sorry if I'm calling you too early in the morning, but I'm recording a radio show right now, and I was demonstrating, I should say, caller ID spoofing using greatcalling.com, and I was looking through my phone and trying to find somebody to call, and your name came up, so I thought I'd give you a little ring, but I guess I'll talk to you later. Adios. Alright, well, that didn't work out too well, so I'm going to find somebody else to call now.
Welcome to GreatCalling.com. enter your PIN number followed by the pound sign. Please enter the telephone number you wish to call followed by the pound sign. Access code. Please enter the telephone number you wish to call followed by the pound sign. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling Strom Carlson EDS. To reach Strom, dial 2. So then it's 8. Hello?
Hello, Strom Carlson?
Hello, yeah?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Strom Carlson?
Yes, hello.
Am I calling you too late?
No.
Oh, this is Tony Boy.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm recording Velcro Radio right now, and I was demonstrating a caller ID spoofing, and I was trying to call someone across the country, so.
Your call came up number one available.
Oh, well, it works just as well. I don't know. I was using the greatcalling.com spoofing technique, so.
Hmm. Yeah, nothing came up except the number unavailable.
It was supposed to say 1337, but...
Well, I think if you have only a 4-digit number, it's not going to show up correctly on a lot of telephones.
That might be what the issue was. I don't know.
Try with a 10-digit number and call me back.
All right, we're going to do this then.
All right.
All right, I'll call you back in a second.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to call him back now.
Welcome to GreatCalling.com. Please enter your PIN number followed by the pound sign.
I'm going to spoof the number
1-800-867-5309. Access code. Please enter the telephone number you wish to call, followed by the pound sign. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling. Jenny, who can I turn to?
What's up, man?
Not much. How are you, man?
I take it worked.
Yeah, 1-800-867-5309.
Awesome. So what's going on, Strong?
Just eating some dinner.
Eating some dinner. Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out things to do on the show tonight. So.
Oh, I thought you were recording right now.
Oh, no, I am. But I didn't have a lot of things ready. Because Black Mesa couldn't come on the show tonight, and he had some topics to cover. So I'm kind of improvising some things as well.
Well, let me do this. Let me finish eating, and I'll give you a call back. Is there a number I can reach you at?
Do you have my cell phone number?
I don't think I do. Will you send messages to me?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'll call you back when I'm done eating.
All right, man.
Yeah, message me on my side, Jake. You got that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Cool. Later.
Now, wasn't that fun, boys and girls? Now it's time to message Strong and tell him my cell phone number. for AIM. Alright, I guess while I'm sitting here next to a phone, I might as well do some phone calls. I've got two numbers I want to call today, and these are all posted on the Binrev forums by a good friend of everyone in the freaking scene. You may not know him, but if you're a freak, you know, he's probably had his hand in something that helped you out, or it helped spread information that you've learned and it's helped you do something. I know he's, you know, information that he's shared has educated me immensely. And, he posted a couple numbers on the forums that I wanted to call here. And, it's a guy, goes by the name Decoder. He was a host of Default Radio for a while. You know, a lot of people know about, he's had some trouble with the law as of late. I'm not gonna go into all that crap. But, real smart guy. Really cares about his community. And, I'm gonna go ahead and, call some numbers that he posted. The first one is 914-737-9938. And, the note I have here for it is awesome recording. And, he said it might take a couple tries to actually get to the recording, because it, on occasion it'll just ring straight to a reorder instead of going to the recording. So I'm gonna, if I don't get it, I'll try it again, and let's just see how this thing goes.
We're sorry.
Apparently didn't work that time.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 1 or a 0 when calling this number. Please hang.
This is a CBTA announcement test. I don't know what it's supposed to say. I'm not really that concerned with it, so if anyone gets this, just disregard it. Okay, hang up. This is a CPTA announcement test. I don't know what it's supposed to say. I'm not really that concerned with it, so if anyone gets this, just disregard it. Okay, hang up.
Okay, so that really was an awesome recording. That's really funny. I'm assuming that was a Verizon switch because that is apparently he's done a lot of Verizon scans. I don't know exactly where Decoder was from, but a lot of the numbers I've seen him post were Verizon numbers, so I'm gonna assume that's a Verizon number. Actually, I'm not, wherever the 914 is, I guess it'd be safe to assume that it's a number run by the local phone company there. But, I'm gonna go ahead and get into another number here, and it is another one by Decoder. It's 845-354-9912, and the note I have for this one is Verizon Lady on Speed. So, let's go ahead and get this call thing going on.
Tap,
Well, that one was definitely interesting. I'm not even sure what that said. Yeah, it was moving a little bit too fast for me. But, yeah, cool numbers. If anybody has any other numbers that they want to, you know, that they want to share with their community, send us an email, bellcoreradio@gmail.com. You know, we would love, you know, we'll give you full credit for the numbers you send. We'll give you full credit for anything you send in to the show. You know, any topic that you suggest for us, if we use it, we will, you know, we will let you know. You know, or we will let everyone know, hey, this person suggested this. We will probably read your email directly on the air. Any emails you send us, we will read on the air. So, you know, we want to make this your, you know, a show for you guys, not for us. But, I guess I'm gonna wrap this up for now with the news for freaks. The first section, or the first topic in the news for freaks here is, kind of, it's really relevant to a topic we had last week, about tracking, traffic by monitoring cell phone usage in an area. And the city of Baltimore is going to do that. They're going to test it out. You know, I mean, it's been developed by, I think it was a company in Canada. And now, Baltimore is going to do it. And so, you know, we've covered me and Mace's opinions about this. But, I mean, I'm really not going to go too much into it right now because we've covered this already. But I think it's cool that it's not just another one of those technologies that's going to go to waste, you know? It's not just something somebody came up with that was a cool idea, and now it's, you know, just sitting there collecting dust. So, hooray, Baltimore. And, the other topic that I really wish Mesa was on the show right now, because this was actually something that he has had experience with. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet. I've been busy with other things. But there's a company called Yak, or Yak Communications, that have made a service called Yak for free. And basically, it's a free voice over IP video phone service. So you can actually have a conversation with someone and look at them at the same time. You know, like a video phone. That's how it gets the name. And I mean, I'm assuming that you'd have to have webcam is the word I'm trying to think of. And, you know, I mean, it seems cool. It's just another cool concept that someone has spun off of voice over IP, because, you know, it's a new technology, it's a cool technology, and it's going to be the next big thing, as far as I'm concerned. It's going to be how phones will run in the, you know, the near future. You're not going to see so much copper coming into a house as you will, you know, have, you know, people running all their phones over cable line or broadband. And I'm excited about it, you know. I'm excited to see what's going to come out of this service specifically, because as far as I can tell, this is the first voice over IP video phone service. I haven't heard of any other ones, at least so far. But I'm almost certain that now I'm going to, because you know, now that this exists, people are going to be all over it, and there's going to be 6 or 7 companies that pop up in the next week to do it. But, you know, VoIP is a cool thing, and it does have its downsides at the moment. There are issues that need to be worked out with it still, but the easiest way to get VoIP companies to, or VoIP providers, I should say, to work out those bugs is to create a demand for the service, you know? Use their service, and if there's something you don't like about it, tell them and say, hey, you guys really need to get this fixed, or else I'm gonna quit using your service, I'm gonna tell all my friends to quit using your service, and, you know, we're gonna go over and use this guy's service, and we're gonna tell everyone we can that your service sucks. And, you know, because other people do that, it's not just gonna be you. And if enough people tell us that, you know, this is a problem that needs to be fixed or else we're leaving, they'll fix that damn problem for you. And I'm rambling again, like I always do. This is why I need co-hosts on this show, to keep me in line and on task. But, hooray for Voice over IP, and, hooray for Yak for Free, and, I guess that about wraps up another episode of Velcor Radio. This has been your host, Ponyboy, and, as always, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. Be sure to check us out on episode 12, coming out 1 week from today, well, next Thursday. So, yeah, just keep a lookout for it. It's coming out soon. That'll do it for us for this episode, and end of file.